Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Crime Stoppers launches new website, upgrades anonymous tip system. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette Crime Stoppers has launched a new website and is preparing to roll out upgraded technology to make anonymous crime reporting easier and more secure. According to the Gillette News Record, the organization's new site, GilletteCrimeStoppers.org, will feature current cases, active investigations, and Campbell County's most wanted list, giving the public a centralized place to find information. In early 2026, Gillette Crime Stoppers plans to introduce new anonymous tip software through a partnership with P3, a nationally used reporting platform. The system will allow people to submit tips anonymously through a mobile app or web-based platform while still protecting their identity through third-party management. The new software will not replace existing call or text tip options, but will provide an additional streamlined way for the public to share information and receive instructions on how to claim rewards. P3 is widely used by Crime Stoppers programs across the country and also operates Wyoming's Safe to Tell school reporting system. Gillette Crime Stoppers is also fundraising to support its cash reward program. Donations can be made online through Facebook or PayPal or in person at First Interstate Bank, and they are tax deductible. Trump endorses Hageman for U.S. Senate as critics raise public lands concerns. President Donald Trump has endorsed U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman for U.S. Senate just hours after she announced her bid for the seat last week. According to Cowboy State Daily, Hageman, a Republican in her second term as Wyoming's lone member of the U.S. House, entered the race following Senator Cynthia Lummis' decision not to seek re-election in 2026. A Senate win would give Hageman a six-year term and significantly more influence in Washington. This marks Trump's third endorsement of Hageman after backing her successful House runs in 2022 and 2024. Trump called Hageman a total winner on social media, praising her support for energy development, border security, and the America First agenda. Hageman said she is honored and grateful for the president's support. While many Republicans view Hageman as the clear front runner in deep red Wyoming, Democrats and public land advocates say her record on federal lands could become a point of contention. Critics point to her support for policy that would allow the sale or transfer of some federally managed lands. House Speaker Chip Nyman says Hageman remains politically strong, while Democratic leaders argue Wyoming voters deserve closer scrutiny of her record as the campaign moves forward. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.